So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet you all affectionately. This sounds like I'm coming from another planet. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We are all preparing ourselves to enter into the festival of Jamashtami. And I think we all came here from far and near to see how we can work more closer or come more closer in our relationship with Krishna. Coming to a temple at such a festival time always brings us closer to Krishna. And I think we all hope this secretly, that during this festival I really hope that my Krishna consciousness will deepen, that everything will become more, let me say, more real for me even. So today, 2 days before Jamashtami, I thought that we would have a little discussion on coming closer to Krishna. It was interesting, a few days ago I was preaching to a very, very nice and intelligent young man who is becoming deeply interested in Krishna consciousness, both in regards to the philosophy as well as in relationship to the practice. And he told me that he wanted to go this year to Vrindavan during the Kartik time. And he asked me a question: is there anything which I can do on my side to prepare myself more if I want to meet Krishna or come closer to Krishna and closer to an understanding of Krishna in Vrindavan? Is there anything I can do on my side which I can do? And I gave him a written answer, because sometimes one forgets when one hears something. I sat down, and as I was writing down my recommendations, my suggestions, what this person could do to come closer to Krishna in Vrindavan, I was remembering all of you who have gone, maybe not as far as Vrindavan. This is in Germany, and but I know also some of you have taken airplanes to come from Russia and so on. It was a long journey, almost as long as from Moscow to Vrindavan. But in general, for most of us, it was a shorter journey. So although this is maybe not Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh, it still is a holy place which is dedicated to the worship of Radha Madan Mohan exclusively. And in a way, this is a place of pilgrimage, a place where one can come closer to Krishna. The idea of a pilgrimage is, it's called in Sanskrit a tirtha, and it comes from the Sanskrit root tree, or to cross over, to go beyond. So when we visit a temple like Goloka Vrindavan, which is a holy place in the West, a tirtha, this idea this principal idea of a crossing, of going beyond, of going further, is there also for us. So in a way, we are pilgrims. Those of us who have come here are on the way to cross over the material impasse, the narrowness of their lives, and see something more genuine, something more deeper, something which is close to Krishna, if not seeing coming closer to Krishna himself. So I sometimes think this motto of seeing our coming to Goloka Dham for Jamashtami is not so much in the forefront of our mind, that we are pilgrims who want to cross beyond their ordinary life, and we want to come closer to Krishna. Therefore, I thought to, in my first session here, to speak about what one can actually do on his side to come closer to Krishna by visiting a holy place. So I will talk about this, and if you wish, I suggest you, we will also make one exercise in the end. Exercise is not maybe the word, but we will do something to come closer to Krishna consciously. So I thought we would start now. Hare Krishna, is this Danu? Yeah, welcome. I now need these things also, so I'm not always sure. Good, so let us start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jai Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Jai Radhe. Jai Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Jai Radhe. Gaura Premanandi Adi 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 Bo. So, Hare Krishna. far as I'm concerned, we can sing much more, but I thought to keep within the boundaries of the time which we have assigned to this program, I better stop here. Otherwise, 4 hours, no problem. I got a new cup from Russia. This is full size. So, my dear devotees, I want to once again greet you for this wonderful upcoming celebration. When you study the spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness, there are always three things which stand out. The proper time or the holy time, like appearance days, festival days. The proper place or a holy place. And a good inner mood, a good bhava, we say, a good Krishna conscious mood. These three, when they can come together, they can create a spiritual miracle, an experience, a deep, let us say, breaking through of our conditioned life. We certainly have a very holy time, the time of Lord Krishna's appearance. As far as Germany is concerned, this is the most sacred pilgrimage place which is dedicated to Radha and Krishna. We have another very sacred place, Singhachalam, which is dedicated to Lord Nrisimhadev, and there we find a very nice festival taking place every year at Nrisimha Chaturdasi. So we have the right time for Krishna Bhakti. We have the right place for Krishna Bhakti to appear. Golokadam. What we may still require is the proper Krishna conscious mood in which the experience can take place. I would like to help you all, help myself as well, to establish in this first session. First of all, I want to speak about attending Jamashtami. My dear devotees, things take on a different light when it comes in contact with nectar. Somewhere in our scriptures is an analogy: when there is an ocean of nectar, anything which falls in, let us say, a handkerchief, a piece of cloth, anything becomes nectarian in contact with the ocean of nectar. Even if a dry stick falls into the ocean of nectar, after some time it will absorb the nectar and become a nectarian stick. Everything in contact with a strong spiritual event becomes blessed. And on Jamashtami, everyone and everything gets blessed in our life just by being at the proper time there and being at the holy place. Of course, our mood is very important. Consider this wonderful Russian cup here. If I want it to become full with water, let us say rainwater, I must make sure that it stands in this position. If it is in the other position, I can't do this now because it's full of water, then no matter how much rain falls down, the rain will not be collected, it will not be contained. So, yes, the same holds true when we visit a holy place at a holy time. We have to stand in the right position. We have to open our hearts through devotional service, through bhakti, so that the whole impact of the nectar can be felt. However, there is a difference in my analogy. The pot or the cup which is standing in the wrong way in the rain, topsy-turvy, you know, does not collect any rainwater at all. But even an animal, like a deer, we have these little bears in Germany, they are also here in this forest. They are very, very happy bears. They are not attacking anyone. They are afraid more of you than you are afraid of them. Even a little bear or an insect, which is on Jamashtami in the temple or near the temple of Radha Madan Mohan, will be like that handkerchief, this unconscious entity. It will come in contact and there will be great benefit. So everything is auspicious. You have made the right decision. You have approached an ocean of nectar at the proper time. And now somehow the nectar will work on you. I was thinking about this in relationship to Krishna's appearance festival pastime. You know, one can look at it from different perspectives on the appearance festival, and one will see different things. If you look at one perspective, which is my own perspective, which I like to take, Krishna was born to Nanda and Yashoda in Vrindavan. But if you take it, let us take another perspective. It's not actually another perspective, but let us look at what happened in Mathura. At this time, I think you all remember that the highly minded soul Vasudev was marrying a Devaki, a great soul, and Kamsa, who was known all over Mathura as a very cruel person, had decided to put his cruelty away on that day. He was related to Devaki, and the way one describes these relationships in Indian terms, he was the brother. So he decided, let me take Devaki from the house of her father to Vasudev's house. In India, this is a very dramatic event when the girl who is to be married leaves the house of her father. Then, all the father cries, the people who are in that house cries, because now our dear, let us say, daughter or sister or relative will leave the house and go to the house of someone else. So to help Devaki to not feel so distressed, and the bride also cries. Kamsa decided, let me have a close relative help my sister. I will drive the chariot, and I will personally deliver her in the hands of her, you know, I will bring her to the house of her husband. So as he was riding along in jolly good mood, you would say in English, it was a most festive day. Everyone was in their best dresses. It was the marriage of the town. Everyone was on the street. There were musicians. There was just a happy mood. In the midst of all of this, a voice comes from the sky, an Akashvani, and says, Kamsa, you fool! Imagine the scene, you know, the whole town is out, it's all, you know, it's all like this decoration, flowers, flowers, and happiness everywhere. Kamsa, you fool, you do not know that you are driving your death. The eighth son of your sister, Devaki, will kill you. This was a prophetic voice, my dear devotees. It didn't come from any loudspeaker or any, let us say, ignorant man was saying this. This was an Akashvani, a Devata, an all-knowing Devata had pronounced this prophecy. And Kamsa immediately understood the reality of it. He stopped the chariot. Gone was his happiness. Gone was his nice and emphatic action. He only saw it's either my sister or it's me. Better I kill my sister. And this way there will be no son and I will not be killed. So he took out his sword. Imagine, Devaki is dressed for marriage, not for her death. He takes out his sword, sharp sword, and grabs his own sister by her braid, black hair. He must have destroyed all the marriage decoration. And then is ready to behead her in a bloody spectacle of utmost violence, right there on the street, right before the celebrating people of the town. Vasudev is shocked. He jumps up and he falls Kamsa into his arm. He said, no. Think a little bit. No danger will come from my wife. It's the son, and it's not even the firstborn, not the secondborn, not the third, fourth, five, six, seven. It's the eighth child. Kamsa is furious. He's fuming. He has this Vasudev on his arm. There is his sister, and somewhere there is the prophecy. And he is bewildered, maybe also shocked, because he has been stopped in his rage for a moment. Then Vasudev says, if you are afraid of this child, Kamsa, I promise that any child which is born in our family, Devaki in mine, I will bring the child as a newborn to you, and you can do what you please with the child. So, you know, in our civilization, we don't always know the value any longer of a word. What is a word? I know America has a often quoted president now, and it is known. He says one thing, and he never does it, what he says. Never. It's a principle. A word has no meaning. Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances, and then the next moment that super humble person will do something not very humble, you know. Words don't mean the same as it was done, as they meant in other times. Kamsanu, Vasudev had given a word that was enough. Vasudev would prefer to die than to not keep his word. He was known like this. And he said, Tika. Of course, there was a gloomy atmosphere now in Mathura. I do not know if the musicians played the same after that. I do not know if there was really a festive atmosphere picking up again. But what I know is that when the first child was born, Vasudev, with great, great sadness in his heart, with the greatest misery which a father can feel, whose child is helplessly lying in his arm, looking at him with utmost confidence, Vasudev took that little child and brought the child to Kamsa. Kamsa sees this little child. On the day of the marriage, he was making a plan. I will kill all the children as they are brought to me, so that there is no chance that there was maybe a miscalculation in the Akashvani, that it's maybe the second born or the firstborn or the thirdborn. But now Vasudev is standing before him. Such an honest man, such a truthful man. And he gives him the child for Kamsa's whimsical action. Kamsa could kill him, but Kamsa says, the child, and it's the firstborn. There is no problem. And he says, you may take the child. I'm not afraid of this child. I'm not concerned with this child. Take her. Now, all this is watched by Narada Muni. And here comes something which I never could understand until a few days ago. Narada, who's Krishna's energy of bhakti, he's a bhakti shakti. Well, some say it's Radharani, but you know, it's very, 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 very big bhakta. Narada, the mental son of Lord Brahma, says, I'm not satisfied with the developments. So, Prabhupada writes about what happens then. He came from the heavenly planets to the forest of Mathura. He alighted, you know, he came. He's a mystical saint, you know. He did not use any vimana, that is aircraft. He traveled on his own through the sky, and he just came down at the forest of Mathura. And he sent a messenger to King Kamsa. When the messenger arrived in Kamsa's court, he informed him, Do you know who has come? Right from Svaga? Who says Kamsa? Narada Muni has come and he wants to see you. Oh, said Kamsa, I feel very honored. Such a great saint. And he left his palace and came out to receive Narada. It is said Narada was as bright as the sun, as powerful as fire, and free from all sin. So Kamsa, seeing such a personality, just imagine Narada Muni would come here in the forest of Goloka Dham, you know, send a messenger to all of us. The messenger would come and say, stop Sachinanda Swami. No, I'm not going to stop. I'm right here in the fire of Jamashmi. And you don't understand, Narada Muni has come. What? We all would stop everything. We would run out of the window. At least Nimai would run out of the window. And many of us would follow him. No? As fast as possible. And we would see this personality surrounded with an aura of light. We would feel his power. There, when you have fire, nothing can stand in the way of fire. Therefore, Narada Muni was as powerful as the fire. There was, and he looked absolutely pure and free from sin. So Kamsa said, come in my palace. And he gave him a golden seat, which was also bright. You know, it was illuminating. And then Narada Muni said, Kamsa, I'm thinking you make a mistake here. Please explain. You absolutely do not understand the dangerous situation in which you are. Otherwise, how could you have behaved so lenient with Vasudev's firstborn child? Oh, it's about that, says Kamsa. What are the news, Narada? Well, says Narada Muni, one of my friends is King Indra. So, I was visiting him and there was a meeting on a mountain where all the devatas came together. There was a summit, a conference of all the powerful rulers of the universe. Was it about me? Said Kamsa. Oh, said Narada Muni, you still have the milk of your mother in your mouth. You are this ignorant. Of course it was about you. They were all talking that they would take their birth on planet Earth and together under the lead together, let me get this right here. I shall tell you, Narada Muni says, confidentially, that the meeting was held just to plan to kill the Asuras headed by you. You have a younger sister named Devaki, haven't you? There was a prophecy on her marriage day, said Kamsa. Yes, and it is a fact that her 8th son will kill you. Now do the right thing. Narada Muni took his veena and played very nicely. And then he left through the wind, through the air, I wanted to say. So I thought when I first became aware of this, this is coming from Hari Vangsa, and Prabhupada is quoting this. I first thought, Narada Muni, everything was going very non-violent. Kamsa was getting some good sense and he was not killing the children. Now you, who are supposed to be the greatest saint, put this thorn into Kamsa's delicate mentality, and Kamsa, of course, turns around 180 degree and displays his ferocious activity. But then, the day before yesterday, I read this amazing, amazing text by Prabhupada, which I want to share with you, because it will show you how Krishna's appearance is good for everyone, even the demons. Just like when anything comes in contact with ocean of nectar, that also becomes nectarian. So can I read this to you? Yes. Why? No one can blame Naradaji for encouraging Kamsa to kill the sons of Devaki. The saint Narada is always a well-wisher for human society, and he wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to descend to this world as soon as possible, so that the society of demigods would be pleased and would see Kamsa and his friends killed by Krishna. So he wanted to accelerate, to make things go in a faster pace, to even accelerate the demoniac atmosphere so that Krishna would really come and put a counterpoint to all of this, contrapoint. No? Kamsa would, now listen to this, he would wanted to see Kamsa and his friends killed by Krishna. Kamsa would also attain salvation from his nefarious activities, and this too would very much please the demigods and their followers. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that Narada Muni sometimes did things that were beneficial to the demigods and the demons simultaneously at the same time. I'm reading this, my dear devotees, to make one point which you know already, but then to make a second point which you may struggle with in your spiritual life. The first point is it's auspicious for everyone when Krishna comes and when someone comes in contact with Krishna, even if he is not at all qualified. I mean, I think no one of us is, I mean, not I think, I know, we have no Kamsa-like people here, that is clear. But we have all some tendencies in our heart which still keep us from surrendering to Krishna. So that will be taken care of today, no? In a good way. The second point, which is maybe even more, let us say, outstanding, is the way Krishna chooses to bestow his mercy on an individual is not always obvious to this individual. Like the way he appeared, the way he, Narada Muni, starts to talk, where a person like me goes, why, please, why, Naradaji? Krishna makes plans which are not always super clear in the beginning. It becomes clear in the end if you can stay up till the end. I would like to offer a story which I heard from Giriraj Maharaj the first time, but I have told it already, so some of you might know it. There was once a farmer. After a long time, he had a son whom he helped to grow up, and the son became strong and sturdy. This farmer also was not so rich, had one horse. So one day, the horse ran out of the barn, zoop, into the forest, and all the neighbors said, how much we pity you, how bad for you. Your only horse has left you. The farmer says, it's not good, it's not bad, let's see. So after a few times, the way I heard it from Giriraj Maharaj is, the horse came back with another horse, a second horse, which was even stronger than the horse. They had made friendship, and the horse came back with his new friend, and the farmer just needed to close the door after the two horses, and he had two horses. The neighbor said, brilliant, excellent. This is very good. The farmer said, it's not good, it's not bad. Let's see. The second horse was so good, but it was still wild. So in English you say, one needed to break the horse. What this language means, it's a rodeo language of Texas. It means if you have a very strong-willed, temperamental horse, you can't ride on it. So you need to break the temperament. It sounds cruel, I know. And then the horse is very tamed and very presentable to the society. So the son, who knew the art, was getting on the new horse and trying to, you know, to use it, to make it used, get it used to the reins and to the signals and commands of a rider. But in the process, the horse became so unwilling that it behaved very wild, and it threw the only son from its back, and the son landed so bad that he broke both of his legs. Oh, said the neighbors, how bad. The farmer said, it's not good, it's not bad, let's see. I think you have learned the answer by now, no? Then there was war, and the king's men went to all the farms and everywhere else also to recruit new people for the war. And they also wanted to recruit the farmer's son. But when they saw that the legs, they had never grown back into shape, it was like an O shape, you know, like a cowboy. They also, cowboys from too much riding, have also O-shaped legs sometimes. The people of the king said, he is not qualified for war. We don't take him. War, going to war means the great risk of being killed is there. So the farmer, so the neighbors came again to the farmer and said, "How good! They didn't take your boy." And do you know the chant? It's not good, it's not bad, let's see. Yes, it's not a very spiritual chant. but it shows a little bit how a devotee is not so much impressed by the dualities of material existence, but he tries to see the hand of Krishna within everything. I like to tell this story because things are happening to us also. Some we call good, some we call bad. But who knows what the ultimate mover, the great mover, the one who is behind everything, Krishna, the supreme controller, has in mind when he arranges a certain situation. So often we lament and we say, this is very bad. So often we smile like little children when who got a bonbon. Oh, how good, how good, how good. Very rarely do we ask, what is the plan behind all this? What is the higher plan behind it? Let us see what is Krishna's desire. Krishna sometimes chooses to give his mercy in a way which is called bitter mercy in Vrindavan, neem mercy, no? Like the neem, leaves of the neem tree. But in all cases, whatever happens, especially at a holy place and then when there is a holy time, we should see what is Krishna's idea, a plan behind it. We should be willing to accept that and come to peace in our mind. Yes, become relieved. Yes, become content with the understanding that Krishna is the ultimate mover, supreme Ishvara in my life. And whatever happens in my life is under the control and guidance of Krishna. And Krishna never wants bad for anyone. I like this so much. And the way this pastime accelerated, you know, Narada Muni accelerating everything, and Kamsa changing his mind again. You know, when after the visit of Narada Muni, he went and really killed the firstborn and every other child who was born subsequently. He, in fact, even went so... Yeah, he became very cruel. Let this suffice. Let it be enough. And ultimately, even that served a higher purpose. And Narada Muni, who was connected with the higher purpose, who was a servant of that higher purpose of Krishna, he did his part in this. So my points here are, once again, Janmashtami is all auspicious for everyone. It is also, but the way Krishna will choose to give his mercy, you will have to be a little bit inward turning. You will maybe have to pray in order to understand, and then you will leave this place in a very, very nice way. There's a prayer by King Prithu. It comes in the fourth canto, who has deeply thought about this subject. And he says, I don't know what is best. Now, as a father who knows, as a father who is not waiting for the son's demand, does everything for the benefit of the son, please bestow upon me whatever you think best for me. I like this very much. You know, a little child will say to his father, you know everything, Father, and you know what is best for me. So please do whatever is best for me. The father, seeing the surrendered mood of the child, will make an extra effort to benefit his dependent little son or daughter. No? So in the same way, Krishna can be approached by his devotees in this material world. You are like a father who knows what is best for the son and who does not have to wait for the demand of the son. In the same way, please, you do whatever is best for me, whatever you think is good. Once you arrive at this place, my dear devotees, your life is very, very sweet and very happy in whatever it is that happens to you. You may have to overcome that hesitancy in your heart to surrender to Krishna. You may have to think, to address this, I have trusted 1,000 times and I was cheated, and then cheated again. With Krishna, it's different. If you place your hand, your life into Krishna's hands, this is the miracles happen. When I was bringing one devotee to the airport, I met a few other devotees on the airport. And this airport, these devotees were traveling from kirtan event to kirtan event because they were invited. They're very good kirtan singers. Because I'm telling something which is private, I will not relate their names here. So we were in a hurry. I was also going to a kirtan event, and I was saying, my dear devotees, I wish that we all stop now for a moment our various different thoughts and just think about one thing. We have somehow decided to serve the holy name, and look what the holy name does with us. He guides us and has given us a wonderful life and brings us from one event to the next where we can serve the devotees. Never think yourself to be the mover and the controller. It is Krishna who's moving and controlling you. And then I asked, where would we be without Krishna having taken us up? And then the devotees gave their answers. I will not repeat them. Let's say, not in the positions in which they are now. Not nearly. Yes. So fine. So this, let me say, this coming to trust Krishna and his arrangements, that is a journey which all of us should do as a pilgrim. How we should think, can I become a more trusting devotee, a more faithful devotee, a more surrendered devotee? How can I address and overcome my own obstacles, my own hesitancy, which I still have to surrender to Krishna? I want to return to the beginning of my little lecture. You remember, there was this very nice person who asked me for tips, how he could go and make the best out of the pilgrimage. And when I wrote down these tips, I was thinking of this evening lecture today, and I had all of you, including, and all of me also, in mind. I'm also a pilgrim. I wrote down, it's very important that a real pilgrim starts on a journey where only the compass of the soul can direct him. What is the compass of the soul? Well, like a normal compass points always to the north, the soul's desire will always point towards Krishna. You must know that every human being in his has deep inside an energy, an inner calling. Sege Jung called it an elan vital, which calls him, come on, you must realize yourself and you must realize Krishna. Every human being has this inner compass, the compass of the soul, which always points in the direction of you must lead your authentic life, you must be yourself. And the compass needle also goes, and you must connect with the Lord. No? This is, we are born with this compass of the soul. So a pilgrim will follow the compass, will follow the direction of this. And therefore his journey is always a spiritual journey. It is not touristic at all. It's not social. He wants to lead a life where he is more in connection with his spiritual identity. Do you know that Krishna consciousness in its deepest meaning could be described as a change of identity? No, we are not the body and all that. We are a soul, a servant of Radha, a servant of Krishna. And a spiritualist, a pilgrim, will always try to act on this. Like you have come here, you should understand, I am a servant of Krishna. I don't yet know exactly who I am. This is a problem. When the self is lost, all is lost. Yes, that's our situation at the moment. Huh? Well, it's not so big the problem because we are on a right path at least. We are on a path of devotional service. But yes, so when you are in a holy place like this, at a holy time like this, try as your first rule, be in contact with that spiritual platform. That is, you must always make a contact to the spiritual center of the place. What is the spiritual center of Goloka Dham? Anyone knows? Who? Radha Madan Mohan. I would be the greatest offender if I would ever think like this. It is the spiritual center is the Lord. And you must also see that you stay in contact. Like when you go to bed with a prayer to Radha Madan Mohan. When you wake up, make it a point to visit Radha Madan Mohan. You know, be aware that at this holy place, Krishna is in the center, and make your life turn around him. There is many opportunities at the festivals. There are darshans, there are kirtans, there are lectures, everything so well suited so that you can turn to the spiritual center, to the center of your life. Then, during the whole stay, stay in contact with Radha Madan Mohan. This contact, ideally, should never ever Stop. I remember I once made a... I usually am during the month of Kartik in Vrindavan, but one day, no, one time, Burijan Prabhu and myself decided to go to Jagannath Puri and observe our Kartik Vrata in Jagannath Puri. And it became very clear to us that here, Lord Jagannath and also Tota Gopinath were the center. And if we wanted to stay spiritually connected here, we should every day be in contact. So what we did is we ate every day Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and we visited Tota Gopinath. Then, my dear devotees, take part in the spiritual programs which keep you your head over the water, or which keep you spiritually connected. Yes, we will meet many devotees. Yes, we will meet also devotees whom we have never met the whole year. And yes, we will open our hearts to them and discuss with them. This is also very nice to have sadhu sangha. But in all of this, let us not forget that we are here to celebrate one birthday child. Yes, he is a birthday child on Jamashtami, Lord Krishna. Let us understand more about him. And you will see the last recommendation is throw your concepts overboard. I want to challenge you. What if the reality is beyond your thoughts? Ooh. What if you don't need to take your mind so serious? Ooh. Heavy. Yes. Yes. And as you enter the celebration of Jamashtami and you open yourself up by standing in the right position, like this beautiful Russian cup. It actually has a Japanese cup. If you stand in the right position, open to Krishna, open, I'm sure your life will get new impulses, new inspirations, new directions. And this will be the best Jamashtami ever for you. Also, during such beautiful festivals, we have again and again seen that Krishna is very kind to his devotees. So I would like to now do something. If you, we can all turn towards the deities, please. Somehow, I think you may need to rearrange your sitting, and we will do something. Maybe better, huh? Yeah. Krishna, Krishna. I know some of you are here with the mobile telephones. I don't know, maybe you should... I don't know, you are camera people, you know better where to turn your cameras. All right, we'll still wait a little bit for you. Is it, what is it? So, Hare Krishna, you have all come to Jamashtami to celebrate the festival of Krishna's divine appearance. It is an opportunity for all of us to come closer to Krishna. I request you now to sit properly, straight, if possible. And just think for a moment. Krishna was always with you. Much, much, much before you entered this human body and this life of which you are presently conscious, Krishna, like your best friend, was there. He stayed with you when you were in the womb of your mother. He was with you when you were a teenager with many questions for which there seemed to be no answers. He was with you in your glorious times when people saw you as being successful. Krishna was with you in the times when you were sad, disoriented, and not in your strength. He will be with you through all the things which still come in your life, even when it is when your time has come to leave all this behind. He will be there, right next to your side. Now his birthday comes, his celebration, Janmashtami, and you have come here to celebrate Krishna, to acknowledge Krishna's role, his unique position in your life. People and things can give you relief in this world, but only Krishna can give you shelter. Let us now please turn to Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
Allow me to give a suggestion. When you chant, please chant in such a way that you hear your own sound. It's very important, this connection, because then you can be more focused. At the same time, address the sound which you hear to Krishna. In other words, sing first so that you can hear, and then sing so that Krishna can hear. That will be much better.
Hare Hare.
Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sridhe. 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 Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please be so kind to turn again in the direction of the picture. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very, very much. What is left for me to say is to wish you from my heart a very, very, let us say, blessed stay here in Goloka Dham, a very blessed Jamashtami, where the Lord will give you the type of hints which you need to move on in your spiritual way and in your attempts to come closer to Him. I would now like to ask
our temple president, Gaura Hari, to greet all of you and maybe say a few things. Hare Krishna. Haribo.